This is Mark Schneidman. At the tone, leave your name and message. I'll get back to you.
Hey, Mark, it's Babs again. I called to ask a question during your show today, but was told by your producer that it was a rerun and you weren't there. Later on in the show, someone else called in and you took the call. If you don't want to talk to me, just say so.
Richard's laughing hysterically. He's only listened to that one about 40 times. Maybe because his wife was the voice, but that was written by Brent Gloege. He was a clever boy. That was a clever boy. Welcome. Thank you for tuning in to your local Santa Barbara Realtor. I'm here with Talent on Loan from the California Association of Realtors. Today we have a real dirtbag for a guest. He's a geologist, Adam Simmons. Let's see if he shows up, second segment. And he's been out to Montecito, and, you know, he's been on the program several times in the last 20 years, but never to discuss something like this. And, boy, you know, is now this going to be part of his routine? You're going out there and say, well, yeah, if we have this thing, this is the chances. And I drove up Olive Mill Road from Coast Village to East Valley Road for the first time, and I saw, I mean, I hadn't seen any of it. I intentionally avoided it. Whew. God, it's scary. But I want to ask him why, as I drove up Olive Mill Road, hitting East Valley Road, there was no damage at all. So I have an idea, but let's see what he says. Fourth segment. So he'll be joining us in the second segment, maybe. Fourth segment's the weekly multiple listing sales update, tracking medium home price sales weekly. And year to date, I'll do in the first segment and try to squeeze in that story of the three homes that I saw within a few blocks of each other in Samarkand, all priced around $1,495,000. It was pretty unusual. One's already in escrow, the one that I would have guessed to go first. But year to date, we have not only single family homes, but I broke out condominiums, which I do only periodically, but rarely, and also Montecito, which I didn't have the tragic events that occurred in Montecito in mind, but apparently on the ninth week of the year since 2005, I decided to do condos, single family, and Montecito when I would usually just be doing single family. So here we are for the week ending March 2nd, 2018, the ninth week of the year. Single family residences is the first category through the Santa Barbara Multiple Listing Service. 128 sales through March 2nd, a median price of almost $1,450,000. It's actually $1,447,000. In 2017, year-to-date, median price was just under $1,200,000. The number of sales, though, in 2017 was 143. And in 2016, it was 144. And in 2015, it was 142. In 2014, it was 135. In 2013, it was 175 sales for the first 9 weeks. And in 2012, it was 159. And you got to go back to the doldrum years of 2011 to get 112 sales for the first 9 weeks of the year compared to today, 128. Otherwise, all the other years were higher than this year, 128. So we're low out the gate in 2018 in the number of sales at 128 single-family homes sold for the first 9 weeks ending March 2nd. Again, you go back to 2011, 112, 2010, 116, 2009, 97, 2008, 108. But then you go to 2007, 2006, and 2005, and you get 158, second highest since 2005. 2013 was 175. So 2007, first 9 weeks, 158 sales. Median price back the first, just over $1 million. $1,150,000 in 2006, $1,160,000 in 2005, 166 sales. So those 3 years, of course, a lot of sales, but median price, not strong out the gate for the first 9 weeks of those years. Just $1,160,000 in 2005 was the highest of those 3 years, and here we are at almost $1,005,000 for the median price for the first for the first 9 weeks of the year, single family. Now let's take a quick look at condos. 53 sales through March 2nd, 2018. 53 condo sales, median price $615,000. Last year, 2017, 58 sales. So not a big drop-off in the number of condos. $565,000 median price versus today, $615,000. 2016, 57 sales, condos. $640,000 median price. Of course, you know, it's only 9 weeks, so it's just out the gate. It doesn't mean anything for the entire year. But in terms of the number of sales, I'm more interested at 63 in 2015, and 2014, 49, 63 in 2013. So, and 42 sales, going backwards from 2012, 42, 35, 42. 2009, only 24 condos sold in the first 9 weeks of the year, and in 2018, 53. Okay. And in the years 2005, 6, and 7, it was 69, 57, 67 condo sales out the gate, much higher than this year in the last 2 years of 53, 58, 57. So, and the median price in 2007 for the first 9 weeks on condos was $625,000, and in 2018 is $615,000. But again, there's not a lot of sales, so few sales, the median price can jump around a little bit. So now we'll look at Montecito, single-family homes, first 9 weeks of the year, ending March 2nd, 2018. 18 sales for the first 9 weeks. $2,382,000 is the median price. Last year, 21 sales. Median price, $2,875,000. So we had last year a much higher median price for these first 9 weeks. Only three more sales, 21, versus this year, 18. So not a big drop-off. You go back to 2016, though, had 34 sales. They really were median price over $4 million. But, you know, again, just 9 weeks out of 52 weeks, so it's not a trend make. But it's just interesting to see out the gate. And then if you go back 2014, 2015 is only 22 sales, then 23 sales behind it. So anyway, not a huge drop-off is the point of this story in Montecito, 18 closings. I'm working on getting, it's not easy to go back in time and look at what went into escrow, pended listings. And I've been going back and forth with the Flex MLS people who designed the system, and they reside back east. And at first she said you couldn't do it, and then here's another way, but I just haven't had a chance. I was hoping to do it for today, but we'll try to get that done for next week, so because I'm very curious to see the pending sales, you know, and if we can draw anything, any line between the fire and then the mudslide event, so we can look at what went into escrow. But I tell you, some surprises in the number of opened escrows and sold listings for this ninth week of the year, ending March 2nd, 2018. We'll do that in the fourth and final segment. So, what else do you want to know? Any questions? How what? Well, I used to be 5'9.5". And I keep forgetting to, like, I want to get one of those things where you hang upside down and you stretch right before I go to my doctor every year. Because I'm kind of like, you know, lost a little few centimeters there. It's kind of shrinking. So I want to, like, stand tall and... Maybe I could put lifts in my socks. They won't see that. They make you take your shoes off to stand on the scale. That's what I'm going to do. What the hell do they care? I want to be 5'9.5". Maybe I'll go to 5'10". I always wanted to be 5'10". So we have the story of three listings. One on Talent Road, one on Samarkand Drive, and one on Clinton Terrace. And these were all open, all listed around the same time. And you know what? Adam Simmons just opened the door. I was going to fill in here and make this first segment a little longer. But since he's in the house, what we can do is take a commercial break and hope he's off the phone by then. And then we'll start with him. So this will be the second time I'm forestalling the tale of these three listings. But it'll keep. In fact, the longer I delay, maybe we'll find out. One is already in escrow. We'll find out which of the other two went in first, one being a fixer and one being a completely redone house. And the one that sold first already was a vintage on Talent Road, a Mediterranean from 1925. It was the original guest cottage to the Samarkand, Dr. Samarkand. And I sold it in the 90s, and then I sold it the last time it sold in 2008. And so that listed and went into escrow within minutes. They priced it very well. Mark Schneidman's Radio Real Estate, RadioRealEstate.com. We'll take a quick break and come back with our guest, who's a real dirtbag, geologist Adam Simmons. He's always digging in the dirt. Stay tuned. You'll be right back.